there are ramifications for everything we do. And by the way, Lucifer had to pay for his as well. Amen. They want anybody, because there's folks who seem to think that somehow or another they're going to get by, but they want anybody to get by. The only way we can get by is if we'll kneel at the cross at the foot of Jesus and say, Lord, would you forgive me of my sin? Amen. That's the only getting by, and that's God's way. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. He said, the woman said, the servant beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the servant, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field, and upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. And it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Would you pray with me this morning? Father, I thank you this morning for the privilege to be in the house of the Lord. What an honor that it is to stand on this time, this day, before your sacred desk, that we may, God, speak as the oracle of thee, and that we may, God, fulfill your will, and that your will may be done in every life and in every heart, God, and everywhere that this message may go, that it may bring forth, God, your will and your purpose, and that men, women, boys, and girls may hearken to the Word of God, God, and see the truth of God, and may embrace the God of the truth, and in so doing find life out of death, find hope out of despair, and find a joy that is beyond the broad description of words. That's your will, that it may be done. Father, thank you again this morning, Lord, for the glorious thing that you've done at Christmas. What we celebrate is Christmas. Thank you for the Lamb of God. Thank you for the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Thank you, Lord, for the humble Christ child that was to be the sacrifice for the sins of man, that we may, God, bring about the fullness of your purpose and your will, and that you may have joy and glory in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah. So here in this passage of Scripture, somewhere in the history, amen, near 4,000 man, God created man, wasn't there very long in the garden. The Bible doesn't really tell us how long that they were there before this happened. The Word of God is, when the Word of God is silent, we ought to be silent. Amen. But nevertheless, Brother Joel don't think, knowing mankind, that it took too long, amen, for the enemy to come around and to begin to tamper with what God had done. Amen. Now, we live in a very strange world today, a world that I believe that Brother Tony made mention that this lady said that from a child from the time they're born to the 4 years old, they just savies. They whatever they, by the time they get four, they figure out what they are, a boy or a girl or whatever happens to be. Amen. Lets you know the foolishness, amen, and the ignorance of the world that we're living in. Amen. But that is not what God said. God is in the Word of God, in the beginning. We are in the book of Genesis. God said, "Male and female created He them." Hello, amen. So that listen, amen. I read the other day where a teacher, amen, got fired because she used the wrong gender term in addressing a student. Boy, how far have we come? Amen. When somebody can lose their job because they're not as confused as the one they're talking to. Hello? Come on. Somebody might need to enlighten some folks about what they are. Hello? Amen. I believe God's left, amen, the church here to shine a light. Amen. I don't believe we ought to embrace any foolish thing of this world. Amen. We ought to embrace what God said and let that be the final authority on all things. Amen. Believe you me that God who made man, who made the world, put man in that world, knows what he's doing. Amen. And he still knows what he's doing in 2018 or 2018, however you say it. Amen. He still knows what he's doing this morning. Amen. He hasn't never had to learn anything. Man has been learning, amen, for ages and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's why he's in the mess that he's in. Amen. But God's known what the answer was all along. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to look this morning at at Christmas. Amen. God, the promise of God fulfilled, or God keeps His promises. Amen. Brother Joe, are you really happy because God keeps His Word? Indeed, I am. Amen. Now, we're living in a time when folks want to tamper with the Word of God. Amen. And they want to act like that God don't care, has wrote some things off out of His Word. Well, if He has, what has God wrote off? Amen. And what has God not wrote off? Amen. Has God wrote heaven out of the deal? Amen. Or has God wrote salvation out of the deal? Amen. Come on. When once I begin to go down that road, I've gone down a slippery slope. No. Amen. God's Word, He said, is ever settled in heaven. Amen. God uses the Word. Amen. That Word in His immutable in His concerning His Word and His nature. What does that mean, Brother Joe? That God does not change. His Word does not change. Amen. Therefore, when Brother Joe, if the Lord tarries and I'm here in the morning when I get up, I'll find the same God. Amen. That I found this morning when I got up. Amen. He'll have the same attributes. He'll react the same way. Amen. That He did this morning. He'll react that way tomorrow morning. Amen. Listen, if you want to find out what God will do, just look back and see what God has done. And He'll do the same thing today. He has no respect of person, no respect of generation, no respect, amen, of who we are, male, female, bond, free, no matter where we're born in the world. Amen. God treats everybody the same. We got a universal gospel. It works here in the United States. It works in India where Brother Isaac is. It works in China. Amen. Glory to God. It works in the southern hemisphere in Australia and New Zealand. It works everywhere. Amen. And the psalmist said, amen, wherever that you go, you're going to find out God's there. Amen. You make your bed in hell, He's there. If I go to the bottom of the depths of the sea, He's there. If I ascend up to the heavens, God's there. That tells me there ain't no getting away from God. Amen. So the best thing to do is, like that little psalm we used to sing. Amen. He's so big. Amen. You can't get over Him. Amen. High you can't get over Him. He's so low you can't go under Him. He's so wide that you can't go around Him. So you just got to go in at the door. Amen. Jesus is the door to the sheepfold. Amen. Hallelujah. So God, amen, here is lines up Adam and Eve, amen, and Lucifer. I love it when God does things. Amen. He don't have to slip around and try to sneak up on somebody so he can get something done without them stopping it. Amen. He just lines the devil up. Amen. And right in front of the devil, He tells him this is what is going to go on. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. You know, the world is, amen, I think the church has been receding from that world. They hide. They back up in a corner. Amen. God ain't never backed in no corner. God ain't never hid. Amen. Jesus didn't suffer in a corner. He died on the main thoroughfare out of Jerusalem. Amen. In front of everybody. Amen. That's why God said from the Old Testament all the way through that Bible. Amen. If you're going to offer sacrifice to God, if you're going to praise God, don't you hide somewhere. Amen. In the thicket. Amen. You cut that thicket down. Amen. And right out on the ball knob on the top of the hill. Amen. You offer sacrifice and humble yourself before God in front of everybody. Oh, Brother Joe, my salvation is a personal thing, yes, but it's a public thing. Hello. Amen. If you're ashamed of me before men, amen, then I'll deny you before, if you're not denying me before men, I'll deny you before my Father. I don't want that to happen. Amen. So God told Adam and Eve and the devil, amen, that the seed of that woman is going to bruise the head of the serpent. Amen. Well, what's He saying? That in the binding childbearing, amen, there is going to come, amen, the one which is going to drive the nail in the coffin of the devil's work. Amen. Come on. Aren't you glad this morning, amen, that there is a plan of God that can deliver you and I from sin? Amen. That can set us free. Amen to God. That can give us victory over death, hell, and the grave. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Brother Joe, is that all about Christmas? Indeed it is. Amen. Christmas means all of that. Amen. It means that God has come to the starting point of His work. Amen. It's been looked for down through the ages. And I'm going to look at the ages in just a minute. Amen. But when God promises something, amen, I can tell you it's different than when man promises. Amen. Man, God's word says in the book of James, amen, man's that James wrote and said by the power of the Holy Ghost, it said, you say tomorrow we'll go such and so and we'll do such and such. When you ought to say, amen, that we'll go tomorrow and do such and such, Lord willing, we'll go do that. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad to know this morning, amen, if God's willing, amen, and we're still here, we can go do whatever God says, amen. But man, God, understand something. He has limitations, amen. God is an unlimited God, amen. Ain't no question God's going to be around tomorrow. He's going to be everywhere tomorrow, amen. His presence is going to be in heaven. He's going to make His presence felt on this earth, amen. He's going to be watching over everybody tomorrow and seeing everything, and nothing is hid from His eyes, amen. Come on, my brother Joe. So when God says, amen, tomorrow I'm going to do something, amen, go ahead and write it down on your calendar, amen. You may not be around in this world to see it, but God's going to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Now, Brother Joe or somebody else tells you tomorrow and puts no other stipulations on it, tomorrow I'm going to do this and so, I might not be here tomorrow to do that. Hello? God may decide, amen, I need to go somewhere else. Amen. I may be gone from this world. Hello. We don't none know that. Amen. No man, let no man boast about tomorrow, but no man knoweth what a day may bring. Amen. But God owns all the tomorrows. Amen. And all of time and eternity belongs to God. Amen. So God said, amen, there is going to come out of the seed of woman. Amen to God. Hallelujah. There is going to come, amen, a seed that is going to bruise the head of the serpent. And then He said something else that I really love. And thou shalt bruise His heel. Woo! You know, I hear people say, oh, I just can't get over this and that and the other, and I can't get the victory. Amen. That ain't what the Bible said. Amen. The Bible said, thou shalt bruise His heel. Amen. That means the devil can be an absolute warrior to you. He can aggravate you, but he can't stop you. Amen. Come on. Come on. Well, most of the time when the devil gets the victory over us is because we allow him to have that place. Amen. What did the Bible say about a place in the devil? Give no place to the devil. Don't you open the door. Amen. Don't you allow him to come in. Don't you allow him to set up shop. Amen. Because if you do, he will hinder you from the will and the purpose of God. Amen. You see, the one thing that the devil loves the most of all is to usurp the will of God in the life of humanity. Amen. He's a thief and a robber. That's what your Bible said. Amen. And the Word of God, Jesus said, for I speak and said, a thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I've come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. Thank God. I'm glad that last phrase is in John 10. But I am come. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God that He came. Hallelujah. Just like He said He was, in the fashion that He said, in the place that God said. My. I'm telling you that this book we call the Bible is the richest, most accurate history book that has ever been written. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. So God said, I'm gonna bring this to pass. Amen. Approximately 4,000 years would pass. Amen. Before, amen, that Jesus would come on the scene. Amen. About 4,000 years. Come on. That's a heckly long time. Amen. Believe you me, man could have promised all he wanted to, but he could have never oversaw anything for 4,000 years. We never found anywhere in this book that any man lived, amen, past, amen, even to 1,000 years. Amen. Methuselah lived 969 years, amen, in the grace of God, and he died. Amen. Oh, but the God that we serve, amen, the Word of God, God says of Him, He is from old and from everlasting. Hallelujah. Amen. He never fades away. Amen. He's the same. I'm telling you, this world that mocks about God, one day, amen, they will stand and in front of the God that they mocked. Amen. There was just a woman that got elected. She's Muslim from Somalia. Amen. She's mocking. Amen. The vice president. Amen. In his Christianity. And she puts a picture of him with his eyes closed. He's in prayer. He's in a meeting where it's kind of getting hectic. And he's got his eyes closed. He's praying. And she mocks him and says, Jesus, take the wheel. Amen. I said, ma'am, He will. He's going to take more than that one day. Amen. I read. Amen. Where He that sits on the throne, He's going to hold out a book. Amen. And the Lamb of the tribe of Judah is going to be found worthy. Amen. To get that book and break the seals on that roll and unroll it. What's that going to bring, Brother Joe? It's going to bring about a great tribulation and a great outpouring of God's wrath. Amen. Who's worthy? The one that suffered. Amen. The one that died. The one that bought, amen, salvation for humanity. He's the one that was found worthy. Amen. Let me hurry. Didn't mean to go there, but I did. Amen. 4,000 years would come and go before the promised Messiah. Through the ages, God looked over His Word to perform it. Amen. Aren't you glad that God's still looking over His Word? Amen. I'm telling you something, 40-something, around 40 prophecies or so have been fulfilled about Jesus Christ throughout the ages. Amen. Listen, isn't it amazing that have some 40 authors in the Bible and not one contradiction out of 40 folks over, amen, some, amen, right around about a 4,000-year, amen, period, amen, of writing. You put two or three people in a room, amen, in 10 minutes and you're going to have contradictions and contradictions. Amen. Tell me something. This book, divinely inspired. Amen. The God of heaven. I'm telling you, when He oversees something, it's done right. Amen to God. So here, let me just quickly move through history. Amen. I want us to see something this morning. God keeps His promises. Amen. We're celebrating Christmas here shortly. Amen. I'm done celebrating, done having to live it. Amen. You can't go. You can't do anything but Christmas from about Thanksgiving on. Amen. Everywhere, every store you go, amen, you don't even hardly get to Thanksgiving before they got all the Christmas things up. I know it's merchandise in there after. Would to God, amen, that Jesus was being celebrated all that time. Amen. How much better would it be? Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. But here, so as we look through this, 1,656 years, amen, would come to pass, and God would find a man named Noah. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. I said, God would find a man named Noah. Amen. See, it was some 2,344 years before Christ, or B.C., however you want to say that. Amen. God found a man named Noah. And Noah found something. What did he find, Brother Joe? He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Yes, God, 16, I mean, every man that had heard anything about, amen, had heard anything about God had come and gone and left. They wasn't a living man outside anywhere that had lived that span of time. But God's still sitting on heaven's throne, still watching over His Word. Amen. What did God say about His Word, Brother Joe? Hey, have I spoken? Not spoken, and shall I not bring it to pass? Amen. God, amen, said, I'm going to take care of my word. Amen. So God's watching over it. Noah, amen, I'm telling you, it got real thin. Amen. Eight folks, amen, is all that God brought from that pre-diluvian age into this modern age. Come on with Brother Joe. Eight people. I'm telling you, it's been a remnant, and it's going to be a remnant. You hear me? All these folks are saying the broad road's the one going to heaven. Somebody better wake up. Hello? No, it's not what's popular in professing Christianity either. I'm going to tell you that secret too. Amen. A vast portion of what's wrong in the world, amen, is being brought about through professing Christianity. Amen. Look at all the denominations that embrace perversion. Amen. That embrace all kind of things that God is at odds with. And say that God has changed His mind. That man's just been ignorant. No, no, no. Amen. It's not God that's changed. Amen. If God changes, how can you go preach to that sinner God will still save you? Amen. How can you go preach, amen, that there's still a heaven to go to? Amen. If you change one thing in this book, you've tore it all up. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. Amen. Once you delete one word from God, amen, what did God warn about the book of Revelation? That pertains to all the books of the Bible. He take it out of this book. Amen. Take it, His part out of the Lamb's book of life. And He that addeth unto this book, addeth unto Himself the plagues that are written therein. Come on, I can tell you, don't pay to tamper with the Word of God. It does not pay to tamper with God. Amen. I'm going to tell you what does pay. It pays to humble yourself at the feet of the Lord. Amen. Humble our heart. Amen. Say, God, amen, lead me, guide me, direct me, sir. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I can't get to heaven, amen, by myself. Amen. God's going to have to show me the way. Amen. That's why He gave us His Word. That's why He sent the Holy Ghost. Amen. So that we can walk with Him. Amen. He can make us, amen, to present Christ in this world. Amen. Before lost and an ungodly and dying people. Amen. And find our way, amen, to heaven through the leadership of God. So 1,656 years later, amen, God brought it through with eight folks. Amen. Found one man. One man, amen, when he found he didn't have no youngins. Amen. My Bible says Noah was 500 years old. And he begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Amen. Had triplets. Only way Brother Joe knows you have three youngins in 1 year. Amen. Come on. So when he's 500 years old, and God said to him in that day, amen, you had 120 years while I strive with man. Amen. Come on. But God shortened that time. Amen. Because if you read a little further in the book, it said when 100 years and 2 months, amen, and 17 days, amen, come on, 7 days before that, God had said to Noah, you and your family, go ahead and get on the boat. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. That's the Word of God said 7 days. Amen. 17th day. Amen. I'm telling you, the Word of God said the fountains of the great deep were broken up. Amen. Let Brother Joe also say something else. Amen. Noah did not shut the door. My Bible says that God shut that door. Amen. We got all these folks trying to tell them that man's in charge, amen, of all of these ages. Amen. And God's in charge of this generation and that. I want to tell you something. Amen. Man's not going to usher in, amen, that millennium. Man's not going to usher in the tribulation period. God's going to do that. God shut the door on Noah's ark. Amen. And Noah said, that door shut. He couldn't open it. God had shut it. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. There. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But I want to make sure that I'm on board. Amen. The lifeboat. Amen. Well, it's Christmas, Brother Joe. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. That means, amen, because it's Christmas, that means there's been a way of escape. Amen. When God starts something, He always finishes it. Hello? Amen. They said when He starts it without stipulation. Come on. What did the Apostle Paul say? Amen. That got to the church at Galatia. Now, there's some things that are subject, amen, to obedience and submission to God. That God, I believe that God has begun a good work in you. Amen, church of Galatia. Amen. And that if you let Him, amen, what did the Apostle Paul say? That He will finish it. Amen. Come on. Thank God. I'm glad when God starts something, He knows how to finish it. Amen. So, amen, can you imagine, Brother Noah, if he had not have been obedient, if he had not have been submissive to God, amen. God, listen, I'm telling you, God found His man. Amen. Now, God ain't just started finding, God's found other men. Down the road, God's going to find another man. Who's he going to be, Brother Joe? He's going to be Abram. He's going to find him in Ur of the Chaldees. Amen. I'll get ahead of myself if I ain't careful. Amen. So, 423 years later, amen, 1921 B.C., God would find Abram. He found him down there, I'm telling you, in a bad place. He found him in a land, amen, filled with all kind of idolatry. Come on, that's where God found every one of us. Amen. I said, that's where God's found every last one of us. Amen. David said, amen, he found me. I was in that horrible pit with my feet stuck in the miry clay, but He pulled me up out of that miry pit, and He set my feet upon the rock, and He established my goings. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. Yes, just like He found Abram. Amen. Oh, listen, come on, what did He say? Abram, amen, get you up and get you out from among your kindred and out of this country. Amen. Come on. You separate yourself. Amen. And I'll show you. I'll take you to a land. Amen. That I'll promise you and I'll deliver you to that land. Come on. That's the very thing that God said to you and I. Amen. Come on. Get you up and get you out of this country and away from your kindred. Come on. You've got to separate yourself, amen, from sinfulness. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I didn't tell you He didn't save me, amen, to dabble with sin. He saved me to separate myself unto God. That don't mean be high-nosed, heady, high-minded, amen, arrogant. Amen. It means that I must, amen, separate myself unto God. Amen. Listen, if I'm all entangled with this world, I can't serve God. Amen. He said, no man that's going to war a good warper and tangleth himself with the affairs of this life. The Apostle Paul said to Timothy, amen, but he separates himself, amen, so that he may be a good soldier. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Glory to God. God got old Abram. It took him a while to get him separated. He went halfway. He got to Padan Aram. He still had that uncle. Amen. He still, amen, had that nephew that's with him. Amen. His father passes away. Amen. And he moves on down to Canaan. Where does God finally separate himself out? When he's standing down there. Amen. He's got his face toward, amen, Bethel. And his back's toward Ai.
Amen. My God. Bethel means the house of God. Ai means the heap of ruins. Come on with Brother Joe. I still remember, amen, the day when God got me, amen, to turn my back towards Ai and my face towards Bethel. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, it's then that God can work. Woo! Glory. Come on, brother. Oh, glory. Aren't you glad God watches over, amen, His work? So Abram, He delivered him. Amen. Took him down to Canaan. Amen. There's going a whole lot of things transpire down the road. Let me hurry. Amen. Amen. 511 years later, amen, God, amen, would deliver a little lady named Rahab. Amen. Yeah, she's the great grandmother of David. Amen. I believe it's great. It's either great or great. I believe it's the great grandmother. Amen. Of David. Amen. Yeah. Great grandmother. Amen. Had to get the husbands lined up. Amen. Come on. Why? Where's she at, Brother Joe? She's in a filthy city named Jericho. Amen. But God found a little lady. Amen. She's got problems. She's the Madam of Jericho. Amen. But leave you me. Come on, Brother Joe, this morning. Amen. She's got seemed to have more faith than a lot of them folks back over there in the camp of Israel. Hello. I won't say that again. Amen. She seems to have more faith in God than a lot of them folks back over there in Israel. Amen. Come on. Amen. She believes. Amen. Listen. Amen. When you come back, she told in spies, I know you coming. Amen. Why? She had faith in the God they were serving. Amen. I know you're going to come back. Amen. When you do, would you remember, amen, what I've done? Would you remember that I put my life on the line? I've laid it down. Come on. Well, glory. I got a God, amen, that remembers. Hello? I said, I got a God that remembers. Amen. He never forgets, amen, a labor of love. He'll forget sin if we'll repent over it, but He won't forget, amen, His children. Amen. My God, He'll remember. He remembered Jeremiah when he's in the water pit. Amen. He remembered Noah, amen, when the floods come and He caused the waters to recede. Thank God He'll remember. Listen, God's been remembering a long time. Amen. He's been watching over that carefully. Amen. Got down to 8 at Noah. Amen. God brings along, finds that. Listen, what's God doing? He's finding His man in the earth. Amen. That promised seed that He's talked about down there, back there to Eve. Amen. God's got a plan. He's going to march it all the way through. Amen. Listen, when it's Abraham, amen, what did God instituted something under Abraham. What did He institute, Brother Joe? That the men were circumcised. They were marked as the seed of Abraham. Hello? Come on. Listen, I want to tell you, when you arrive a little further down, the law is given, amen, under Moses. Come on, I'm telling you, notice something. Amen. If you had not, amen, as a male, no matter how you'd come in that camp, whether you've been born an Israelite or whether you come in as a slave, amen, however that you come in, amen, if you're willing to obey the law of God, amen, if you was a male, you were circumcised, signifying something. What did you? That you, the spiritual son of Abraham, amen, and you could eat at the Passover table. But if you hadn't, you got no place at that Passover table. Come on, hear me. If we hadn't been born again, amen, if the great high priest of heaven, amen, has not cut off that sinfulness of flesh, come on with Brother Joe, amen, and give us a new life, we have no seat at the Passover table. Shame on us, such to be born again. You can't enter the kingdom. You can't see the kingdom. But if you've been born again, oh, hallelujah. Glory. Ooh. Glory. Ooh. Ooh. I say unto thee that I have set forth my plan throughout the ages, from eons past, saith the Lord, I have established it from the foundation of the world. Behold, the Lamb of God that I watched over came, died for the sins of man from the foundation of the world. Behold, marking that He made a way for all humanity, saith the Lord. Behold, I say unto thee, that way is still available today. And behold, I will watch over my word. I will keep my promises. I will not forget you, saith the Lord. I will not need you nor forsake it, but I will go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. He marked those seed. I'm going to get back to that in a few minutes. Amen. Every child, every male child, listen, under the law, every male child, the eighth day of that child's life, they're carried down to the priest. They're marked. Amen. It's the seed of Abraham. What's God doing, Brother Joe? God says, what did God tell Abraham? Amen. Amen. Listen. Out of Isaac shall thy seed be called. Out of Isaac's going to come forth him. Amen. That's going to be a bless all the nations of the earth. Amen. My. So what's God doing? He's marking that generation. He's marking them. Come on. What do you mean, Brother Joe? Amen. Man may promise something, make sure that nobody can remember so they can't check up on them. But God does something even better. Amen. God promises something and said, I'll give you a trail to follow. Amen. Come on. So, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to get back there in a few minutes. Just hang on. Amen to God. I got a little bit to go and I want to hurry. I don't want to hold nobody. Amen. I like to eat good as everybody else does, but I like to eat the things of God better. Amen. Listen, he looked through the ages to perform everything. Amen. So God delivered Rahab. Amen. Who? Amen. Was going to wind up. Amen. Being. Amen. In the family and the seed of David. Come on. It's her. Amen. David comes along. Amen. My. Out of the tribe of Judah is going to come who? Amen. The lawgiver. Oh, hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joe. Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen. Glory to God. Listen. Amen. Folks are mocking today, but one day that Lion's going to prevail and he's going to return. You hear me? Come on with Brother Joe. And I'm going to hushad ya. And men are going to answer to him. Amen. Ooh. Oh, and I want to hear him say something very sweet. Whoa! I said I want to hear him say something real sweet. Amen. Something that's sweet. That's the sweetest thing that ever fall on human ears. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. You know what? We can't hear that. He's made it possible. Amen. I said we can hear that. I plan on listening. Amen. I used to sing that old song years ago. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Ooh, he's called a lot of names since I've been pastoring some precious folks. Amen. And I believe there've been a lot of them that heard that. Amen. And one day, come on. One day he's going to come back. Come on. And he's going to call some names again. Woo! Hallelujah! Yeah. You mean that, Brother Joe? I want to tell you the God that I serve is a meticulous God. I said he's a meticulous God. He never misses anything. He never overlooks. He never forgets what he's supposed to do. Amen. I can tell you something. I don't have to remind God about anything. Amen. God has to remind me. Amen. Come on. Amen. Mom used to sing that song, remind me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Amen. Remember, I'm human, Lord, and humans seem to have a problem with forgetting. Amen. God don't. Amen. Let me hurry and move. I got to try to get where I'm going. Amen. 1,209 years later, 722 B.C., the northern kingdom, Israel, the northern 10 tribes, fall to Shalmaneser the Fifth. Amen. Come on down, Assyrian. That was some of the most fierce people on the face of God's earth. Amen. The Word of God says, and you can read it in concerning the lost tribes of Israel. Amen. That had there not been remnants of that 10 tribes in the southern kingdom, they would have been lost forever. Amen. Why? Because the Assyrians didn't believe in letting the people that had been captured stay together. They dispersed them out, thinned them out among the population. They wouldn't let them congregate. They wouldn't let them stay in villages together. Amen. So that they totally wiped out the remnants of those 10 tribes and the captives that went out in the Assyrian, amen, captivity in 721 B.C. Come on. Now listen, let me hurry. I'll get it right in 722 B.C. Amen. 135 years later, amen, Babylon overruns Judah. Amen. during the time of the prophecy of the prophet Jeremiah. My. Amen. My. I'm telling you, he was not a popular prophet. He's warning them, if you don't go back, if you don't turn around, amen, it's going to be bad. Amen. I marked in my Bible this morning the first few verses of Lamentations chapter 1. The city that was once inhabited, amen, is desolate. Amen. My God. Amen. Her virgins weep. Amen. They hungry. They don't got anything to eat. Amen. Dead people are everywhere. Amen. Stench is everywhere. That nation that used to be rich, that used to be powerful, she is no more. Amen. She's a shell of what she used to be. Amen. She's a past gone memory. Amen. She's a hull. Amen. And a hiss and a serpent that hisses in the night. Come on with me. That's what's going to happen to this nation. If she don't turn. Behold, my word is true, saith the Lord. Yea, if men will look back, and behold, the ages past, and mark well those who departed from me, saith the Lord, and mark well the end results of that departure. I say unto thee, even as I said of Israel of old, and unto the time of Judah's fall, I will pull back my hand, and we shall see what their end shall be, saith the Lord. That's where we're headed. Listen, Christmas means everything. All hope, all that man can ever hope for is tied up in Christmas. Amen. I thank God that He's faithful. Let me hurry. 135, 587 B.C., the southern kingdom falls to Babylon. Amen. I'm telling you, Jerusalem is so wasted. Amen. That Jeremiah writes that Lamentations 5 chapters. In that five chapters, he describes his rescue from that pit. Amen. That when the waters came in that pit, he sunk up to his armpits in the mire. Amen. The rains have come. Amen. But he said, when the waters went over his head, said, I cried out unto the Lord. Come on. You mean to tell me that even in them bad times, Brother Joe, amen, God's able to do something? Oh, yes, indeed. Amen. It's terrible. Jeremiah stuck out there because he's told the truth. They put him in a water pit. Amen. He sunk up to his armpits. The waters come in, the rains, and it's come over his head. Said, I cried unto the Lord. And said, in the hour that I cried unto thee, said, thou came and stoodest by me. And said, fear not. Don't be afraid, Jeremiah. I got it all under control. I don't know how God done it. God don't tell me. He don't have to tell me. Amen. One of these days, amen, Lord, I said, one of these days, Lord willing, amen, and by God's help, I'm going to run into Brother Jeremiah. Amen. Yeah, I have plenty of time to run him down. Amen. Won't be no big hurries. Amen. And I'm going to get to talk to him and say, Brother Jeremiah, amen, when he's in that water pit, I just kind of like to know, amen, what happened. Amen. And you know what? I believe I'm going to get to hear that one day. Well, glory to God. Amen. Why? Amen. Because God's faithful. Amen. God's faithful. He watches over His Word. Let me hurry. Amen. So, 242 years later, amen, 480 B.C., amen, when the children of Israel were yet under bondage, amen, Artaxerxes, I believe his name was. Amen. Well, them kings had some names. Amen. Esther. Amen. And there is a wicked man named Haman. My, he's wicked. He hates Jews. Amen. We're living in an age when we got a lot of those fun folks. Hello. Amen. Amen. God saw to it. Amen. That Esther's uncle had to overhear. Aren't you glad that God always just kind of takes care of things? And he goes and breaks the news about that rascal's evil plans. Amen. My. And God, Esther's got to get an audience with the king. Amen. Because he's got to stop what Haman is trying to do. Amen. So what does she do? She said, you go tell him. Amen. Look here, uncle. You go have everybody fast and pray. Amen. Come on. Yeah, God's still watching over His people. Come on. We still, the Jews of today, still celebrate a little feast called Purim. Hello? What is Purim, Brother Job? They remember Esther. Amen. My, how that God saved the Jews from being exterminated because a little, amen, lady called Esther had enough, amen, bravery and courage through God, amen, to go in and face that king when she could have had her head lopped off, amen, and because her people were in mortal danger. The Word of God tells us there's 400 years of silence, amen. In that 400 years of silence, there's nothing heard from heaven and from God. Nobody. There's a lot of things going on. Amen. We preached, I think, last Sunday. Amen. Thou shalt call his name John. Amen. That an old priest. Amen. We're headed in to do his normally priestly duties. And when he gets in there, he has a heavenly visit. Amen. And there's an angel, Gabriel, standing at the right side of that altar and said, look here, Zacharias. Amen. You're going to have a boy. My. And you're going to call his name John. God is gracious. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, my God. Aren't you glad God's gracious? Amen. What do you mean by that, Brother Joe? Amen. It's been hundreds and hundreds of years. Amen. But God's right on course. Amen. He's right on course. 6 months later, amen, a little lady named Mary. He's going to get a visit from the same angel. He's going to tell her, you're going to conceive. And that which is going to be conceived in your womb is not going to be a man. It's going to be birthed of the Holy Ghost, conceived of the Holy Ghost. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sin. What God has stood and told that devil 4,000 years before. He's fixing to bring it into reality. 4,000 years. He's watched over it. Come on. You people look at you about to say the Lord's going to come again. They look at you funny. I said, man, I've got piles of history. A meticulous history. Amen. That God watched over His Word. It got thin. It got down to 8 people. Amen. But God's watching over it. I won't tell you it's secure. It's safe. Amen. So on the 8th day. Whew. Amen. Let me just say this. John the Baptist was the type of the church. Amen. He shall be what? Be over the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Come on. You tell me his church ain't supposed to be a Holy Ghost-filled church, and I'll tell you, you need to read it again. Hello? Come on, Brother Joe. I'll say you better read it again. Amen. He's the forerunner. He's the type of Christ. Amen. 4,000 years. Amen. Or 4 days into that creation, God made 2 lights. A lesser light and a greater light. Amen. One's the light that lights the night. One lights the day. One has no light capability of its own, but it reflects the light of the greater light. Amen. That's the type of the moon is the type of the church. We have not that light of ourselves, but we reflect that light of Christ into the world. Come on. That's the world we're living in. That's the only light the world's got. That's as light as it's going to get. Amen. There's coming a time when there's going to be real light again, when He's coming to that heavenly city, and the Lamb of God shall be the light of that city. It's going to be bright daylight. Hello. Amen. What are you saying all that for, Brother Joe? Amen. God set it in an order. Amen. John the Baptist is the type of the church. Amen. He's filled with the Holy Ghost. He's going to turn the hearts of the children towards the fathers and the fathers towards the children. Amen. I know that a lot of people make huge amounts of influence or name, amen, about certain miracles. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Amen. The greatest thing that John the Baptist could ever done is bring about being Christ introduced to a world. Hello. The greatest thing you or I will ever do is lead somebody to Jesus. Nothing greater can ever be done in your life or mine. Amen. He said, I'll make you to become fishers of men. Hallelujah. So Jesus, on the 8th day, they carry him down, amen, to the synagogue, as was the custom. There that priest circumcised that little boy. Come on. He's the son of Abraham. All the way back, you trace that lineage. God said, my mark is there. Amen. He's coming out of Isaac's seed. Amen. My, I'm telling you, that old priest walks in, that old prophet walks in. My eyes have seen thy salvation. Amen. Along comes that prophetess and says, my, the glory of Israel. My. Well, amen. That old prophet, he said, now I can go to my rest and sleep, and I can have it in peace because I've seen the answer come. Amen. I've seen it. I've seen the promise fulfilled. I've held it in my hands. Oh, my eyes have seen salvation on His face. My hands have held. Amen. Amazing grace. My. Hallelujah. Now, Brother Joseph, you want to go somewhere else real quick? I said all of that to say this one other thing. Here's some more promises. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. For the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. What do you say that for, Brother Joe? Because as sure as God kept the promise of His coming, as sure as God kept another promise that when they put Him in that tomb on Easter, following Good Friday, and He's walked out of it on Easter Sunday morning, the first day of the week. Hallelujah. Listen, and they have 500 have watched Him, amen, rise up into heaven. And them angels have stepped back down and said, you men of Galilee, why gaze ye up into the heavens? This same Jesus, whom you have seen go, shall come again in like manner. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Joe? As sure as God's kept His promises, right on down, we have a history of them. The one that we're looking for is coming. Listen, Brother Joe believes it can be before that. It could be today. It could be the next second. I don't think anything is hindering. Amen. Sister Deborah spoke of a Jewish rabbi speaking. Amen. You can do the research yourself. The Word of God says in the millennial time of the millennial, in the time of the near the time of the great tribulation, that in Gedi, the south edge of that Dead Sea, fisheries would rise up. They're raising fish in there right now. Amen. Shortly, and I mean shortly, I believe that the Lord's going to, amen, put that trumpet in the hands of Gabriel. He's going to sound that horn. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Ooh. Behold, my word is steadfast, saith the Lord. And I say unto thee, I have watched over it and will continue to watch over it. And behold, that which I have spoken, it shall come to pass. Therefore I say unto thee, be ye also ready. For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. I say unto thee, if the watchman had known, behold, if the servant had known what hour that the good Lord and the Master would come, he would have been watching, saith the Lord. But I say, watch and be ye ready, for behold, the time is at hand, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And I fix the clothes. Amen. He's going to come. He's going to grab His church out of this world. All hell is going to break. People think they've seen bad things happen. They ain't seen nothing happen. When I'm going to tell you, when God opens, when the seals of that book are opened up, We got a preacher right down here, not far from where we're at. He's got all kind of books on Amazon. Says we're living in the trumpet judgments. Somebody better wake that dude up. Hey, man, we're not living in trumpet judgment, but we're soon to be. And I want to tell you a little secret. When we live in the trumpet judgments, they won't have to anybody guess about it. It'll be very real. Amen. My Bible is very explicit. Amen. 1/3 of the fowls of the air, 1/3 of all the fish of the sea, amen, are going to die. 1/3 of the population of this world is going to die. I think you can read that in the news when that happens. I think you have no problem figuring that out. Come on. Not only did it say that, but when some of those trumpet judgments sound, hailstones of the weight of a talent, 96 pounds. We never had nothing like that fall out of the sky. 96 pounds hailstones. I'm going to tell you a little secret. There won't be any superstructure much left except super hardened facilities when that falls. Everybody's house, I don't care if it's brick, I don't care what it's made out of, if it ain't made out of solid steel and buried under the ground, it's gone. Hello? It's gone. We're headed there. Brother Joe, you're trying to frighten, just trying to show us what is on the horizon. And as sure as everything else that God said was going to come to pass, God keeps His promise. But you know what I find that is enlightening and thrilling to Brother Joe? That from the same moment that fire and brimstone is being rained on Sodom and Gomorrah, God's got His people out of that place. Amen. God had Noah on an ark. Amen. Come on. Had him on an ark. Whew. I want to be somewhere else. Amen. Father, I thank You this morning. Thank You, Lord, for sending the Lamb of God. Thank You for Christmas. Thank You, Lord, for the promises that You do keep them. Thank You for Your love. I realize there's nothing we could attribute, God, to that You would send Your Son outside of that You are love. And, sir, I thank You that Jesus, that You was willing to go all the way, finish the work. And Lord, be raised again that third day so that we can have the same hope. And like the first fruits, we too shall live because He lived. Thank You, sir, this morning. May we honor You. May Your will be done in every life. In the name of Jesus. Let's just close in prayer. Amen. Thank God. Amen for the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Thank God that He don't forget His promises. Thank God that He took meticulous care to watch over it. Amen. Aren't you glad that God watches over? Amen, God. You see, it's not only just the promises of Jesus. Amen. God said He watch over you and I. Amen. I can tell you something. I feel safe because of Him. I don't feel safe because of anything else. I haven't put my trust in men. I haven't put my trust in this world, the governments. But I put my trust in God. Amen. I'm telling you, He is the God of His Word. He will keep His Word. Amen. Father, I thank You this morning. Hallelujah. Thank You, sir, that Your hand is still outstretched.